be destroyed, the Jewish people would be put into exile, and therefore they tried every way to prevent it from happening, to come to an accommodation with the Romans somehow. But the hotheads, the nationalists, those that wanted to fight it out and were convinced they were going to win, prevailed, and he was unable to stop them. Together with him as one of the leaders of the Prushim is one of the most interesting people that we have in the Mishnah, the famous Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the youngest and smallest of the disciples of Hillel. The Gemara tells us that Hillel had 80 disciples. Hillel lived to be a very old man, so over his years as the head of the Sanhedrin, as the head of the yeshiva, he had 80 main disciples. The greatest of them was the great Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, whose targum we also have to the fire was so great that if a bird flew by, it was singed by the fire of his Torah. So he was the greatest. Koton Shebekulam, the smallest, the least, was the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going to be the one man that saves the Jewish people in this hour of destruction. And in effect, when the war began, so Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and his son, who later would be Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, hid, because they knew that when the Romans prevailed, they would execute the family of the leaders of Israel. That had been their policy. And therefore, in order to try and escape with their lives and to continue the continuity of the house of Hillel, so they took refuge. And therefore, they were not active during this period of time. And the leadership of the Prushim, the leadership of the Sanhedrin, fell upon Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. And we'll see in the Talmud and in history that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one that takes the leading role. He is the one that forces the issues. He's the one who miraculously delivers the Jewish people from the jaws of extinction. The war began in the Galil, and the Jewish rebellion initially was very successful. For the first 2 years, from the year 64 to the year 66, the forces of Josephus and the forces of Yochanan Gush Chalav freed the Galil from all Roman legions. The Romans were bottled up in the city of Caesarea, of Caesarea. They could not move anywhere, and they suffered great casualties and great defeats. We have coins from the time, Agrippa's coins from the time, that have a measure of the success of Jewish arms in those 2 years, coins, victory coins that were issued. However, in the year 66, the Romans sent their leading general together with an additional 3 legions to Israel. And the general was Vespasian, who in the Gemara is called Aspasianus. Vespasian, and Vespasian brought with him as a commander of the 10th legion, which was the most famous legion in the Roman army, his son Titus. Vespasian was the father and Titus was the son, and Vespasian was the commander of the Roman army. And when he came, he, with the additional soldiers that he had and with the tactics that he had, he swung the tide of battle. And Josephus did not defend the Galil very cleverly. He allowed the Romans to besiege it city by city, town by town, and the Romans overcame in every siege. They overcame the Jewish army. They killed and slaughtered and burned. They showed no mercy, no quarter, until finally,